Oasis Audio presents The Game Store Mystery by Gertrude Chandler Warner. Read for you by Tim Gregory. Directed and engineered by Dirk Gowans. Chapter 1. Missing Letters.
Owning O'Day.
6-year-old Benny Alden struggled to sound out the words on the sign in front of the newly built Crossroads Mall.
The Gimster.
He scratched his head as Grandfather steered the van into the mall parking lot.
I don't get it.
I think there are some letters missing on that sign, Benny. 12-year-old Jessie smiled at her younger brother. That's why the words don't make sense.
Oh.
Benny was already a pretty good reader, but he was trying to get even better.
What would the sign say if all the letters were there?
Grandfather pulled into a parking spot right in front of the sign. Deep red roses bloomed all around it. The children puzzled out the message a little longer. Finally, 10-year-old Violet spoke up.
I think it's supposed to say, opening today, the game spot.
Of course. 14-year-old Henry slapped his hand to his forehead. Good job, Violet. The game spot was Queenie Polk's store. Queenie was an old friend of their grandfather's, and she had invited the Aldens to come down and see her new store today. I don't know, kids, Grandfather said as everyone hopped out of the van. T-H-something, G-something-M-something, S-something-something.